right, so we can get in the news stories this morning. And, boy, this sounds like whenever you have open line time, all right, Lewis, President Trump social media, or in this case Twitter situation.
Oh, there's no debate, no controversy, nothing going on there.
We have the release this morning from CBS News that according to a senior President Trump official, the White House is preparing an executive order intended to curtail legal protections for social media that protected them from liability for what gets posted on their sites. The order is still being drafted and revised and may change, but this would make it easier for regulators to try to argue companies are censoring free speech when they police users by deleting posts or accounts. The administration fully expects this will be facing legal challenges.
Oh, it will. There's the from what I understand, and I'm not a lawyer, I don't play one on the radio, but my understanding is that if you look at Twitter, for example, it's a vessel where you can dump your comments, and all they do is send them out. They don't have any control on them. And therefore, they're protected under the way the laws are written. The minute they begin to insert themselves, they then are defined as a publisher, and the protections go away. That's my basic understanding of it.
Interesting. So that might be how the White House is going to...
Yeah. Once they fact check, they're inserting themselves, they're changing the tweet, or they're making comment about the tweet, then they're no longer just a vessel, they're a publisher.
So even as a private company, which is what I think I'm hearing the claims of, is, they can do what they want because they own the vessel, the vehicle,
Well, they can, then they shouldn't have protection. If they're a private company and they want to act that way, then protection goes away.
I was kind of, if I understand correctly, a lot of this is the, the last day when the president sent out tweets about the ballots, the mail-in ballots.
Right, mail-in voting.
And I'm trying to remember exactly how it was worded, and maybe you remember this better than I do, because I think what was...
Well, he was alleging there could be fraud. Yeah. I don't have the exact words.
Yeah. But well, you just used the word that I thought too. As far as I know, he was alleging. He had an opinion. Do you fact check opinions? he did not say that there will definitely be or whatever. I think it was like people are going to be robbing mailboxes.
He kind of states it as a fact though. I mean, okay. But, that's a matter of semantics.
Well, I guess it gets back to how we approach things here. You know, what you always talk about, that you are voicing an opinion, and we invite callers to do the same thing, an opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we debate and argue opinions or suggest opinions are wrong, which people can do. But
unlike Twitter, we are subject to the libel and slander clause
yes.
of what we write and say. So, we were careful about that, too, because it's always out there,
Mm-hmm. Well, it's always the continuing opportunity to discuss the aspects of free speech and what it's all about and what you may think is free or not in a way that you think you may be censured, but you're not really, depending on the company or the business that you're interacting with or the actions that you take. We know free speech has been an argument for a lot of people when it comes to some of the consequences that have been faced in a workplace, for example. People suggesting mm-hmm. that they're expressing or engaging in their free speech rights, but yet we know that companies have rules and regulations that they can set, and if they believe that you have violated, you may face those consequences.
Right. The only ones exempt, of course, are politicians.
How does that happen? Well, it's going to be interesting to see where this goes. And again, we don't have any word on when there will be whatever official executive order will be issued or in what form or how it's going to read. But you can bet that will send off a whole other round of discussions and debate for people who are following
this. He doesn't have the power to shut them down or anything, but does he have the power to remove the liability protections? Maybe. Who knows?
My guess is you will get opinions on such on both sides.
Might.
which further enhances what we always talk about and what a lot of people And I know you point this out when I have a chance to host your show and try and point it out as well. Because as much as we express opinions, that is our opinions. And surprise, some people may disagree with you.
No. Oh, no, I don't allow that. Oh, wait. Yes, I do.
Yeah, it is always fascinating for people who think that what they say is the absolute truth and absolute right, and they just can't believe that there could be another opinion expressed to somebody who disagrees with them.
Actually, you know, it makes for more interesting conversation when you don't all agree. Well, all it does. You hear, if the only people you talk to are people that agree with you, all you get is yes, 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 yes.
That's a good point. Well, again, with the things that can be factually, well, look at the thing we're talking about this morning too. One of the controversies or political situations now going on in the state of Michigan with the governor and her husband, you know, the boat launch thing, and the one side, the boat launch people and all those who are involved, are saying the governor is lying about the incident. The governor is saying, no, we're telling the truth, and we deserve the apology because it's you who's lying.
Yeah.
So here's the story. Wow. Both sides claiming, but the other is lying. Where is the fact?
Well, I think she did a smart thing in bringing it up herself. I think she did a poor thing in the way she said it. So there you go.
And that's a fact from Art Lewis.
All right. Thank you very much.